Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. More and less, or bet you don't know. Well, folks, in this checkup from the neck up, for the next 60 ticks, I'm going to tell you things you may already know. But then for the next min, we're going to talk about something you definitely don't know that once you know, if you take seriously, would change your life emphatically, dramatically. Let's just say psychobiosocially for the positively. Intrigued? Here we go. It that shall not be named explicitly fires mitochondria magnificently, energizes physiology fantastically, benefits breathing beneficently, lowers heartbeats averagely, increases their ejection fraction mathematically, reduces blood pressure systolically, increases appetite gastronomically, peps pooper process productively while reducing pain and disability categorically, increases joy and happiness consistently, lengthens telomeres tellingly, thus lengthens life most probably, and did I mention more joyfully and happily? Okay, now let's get serious, or as I heard occasionally from my grammar school teachers, let's get down to brass tacks, Mr. O'Neill. Whatever that meant, nothing good, I knew. Anyway, if you were paying attention, you've probably heard most of what I've said repeatedly, as I did from the teachery. Psychologically, here's where it gets interesting. Ask yourself, why, since you know all that good to very good to very, very good stuff above, why aren't you doing what you know would be good to very good to very, very good, Mr. or Ms. Listener? All right, Mr. or Ms. Listener, your homework for this week is to think seriously about what is stopping you from doing it regularly. What? You thought I was going to spoon-feed you the answer? I don't know the answer. Only you know your answer. It's your life. I could talk until I'm blue in the face about how it's good for you. But until you give some serious thought to why, you'll never know or be prepared to do what you need to do for your own sake. So think. What's that? Not enough time in your busy day, sorry. You'll have more energy, get more done quicker, be more creative, live years longer, have more time. And take that smirk off your face, Ms. Listener. There's nothing funny about this. It's life and death, and you're not immune. So go home and think seriously about this, too. And come back prepared to tell me and the whole class what you find out. What? It's not fun? Well, find something you'd like to do and do that regularly. What? It's too hard. Well, start off easy and add a bit more when you're ready. What's so hard about that? Do I have to do all the thinking around here? Go on, go home. I've had enough of you for 1 week. I'm Dr. Rich, the sick of telling people of the benefits of exercise, 2-minute psychologist O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.